Welcome to another edition of the Business and Personal Podcast, where we bring you closer to the people you do business with. And real excited today to have Laura Brown on with us. She's the owner of Frederickson Health Insurance out of Boise, Idaho. And we're going to talk specifically about their Medicare specialties today and how they help seniors navigate that challenging process. But Laura, it's great to catch you at a non-busy time outside of annual enrollment. Thanks so much for joining us here today.
Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure.
So let's start out by just kind of giving our listeners a little bit of background about yourself, how you got to where you're at now, and the deep family ties that your business has.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. So I am born and raised in Idaho. My dad started our agency back in 1980. But I have one older brother. We're close in age. And he always told my brother and I growing up, you can't work for me. You can't buy the business. You have to do your own thing. And then as we got older, it was always expected we'd go to college. And as we got closer to college, it was, I'll pay for college if you get an accounting degree. So Eric and I both became accountants, and we worked in public and private accounting for about a decade. And around that time, the Affordable Care Act came into place and really changed the health insurance world. So Dad, he was nearing age 60, and he thought, you know, maybe I don't want to work till I'm 100 years old after all. So he offered an opportunity for my brother and I to buy the business from him. So he hung in for about a year and then sailed off into the sunset. So him and Mom, they're active skiing and motorcycling and doing all the fun retiree things. And Eric and I have been running the business for 8 years without Dad.
Fantastic. Living the American dream. I love it.
Yeah.
So I look at people in your position as what I like to say is senior solution specialist. Your stress relievers is what you really are, because nobody knows how to do all of this on their own in terms of selecting the right Medicare plan. I don't care how much research you've done, how much advice you've gotten from others. It's so important just to work directly with a specialist that knows your needs exactly. So, you know, how important is it for you to be known first and foremost as like a solution specialist rather than a salesperson?
Yeah, gosh, it's really fun to be in Medicare. And I think the fun part is just those personal connections every time. I mean, as you sit down with someone for an hour or less, boy, you can go through a lot of information. And a lot of times they're in a transition in their lives where they're either leaving a job or looking at that, or they're a few years into retirement. And so they're at such an exciting turning point that, well, you get to be there with them in that phase of life that's different for them. And then the insurance piece is one of the scariest parts of that transition, because it has the biggest question marks, the biggest kind of question of who can I trust? Who's going to try to take advantage of me? What information? I see this information, they negate each other. I don't know what this is even saying. So it's really special to have someone walk in and be really nervous and walk out confident. It's really cool.
Well, yeah. What I absolutely love about working with you and other agents like you is hearing the stories about just the slightest tweak in someone's Medicare plan selection literally saves thousands, sometimes tens of thousands of dollars over the course of time. It's really incredible. So what are some of the common themes that you see, I guess, where that slight tweak saves people a lot of money? Are there some common mistakes you see people make?
Yeah, good question. So there's a couple different pieces. As someone's coming into Medicare and accessing it for the first time, they have a few different choices that they can kind of at least start on a path. And so to help them evaluate that, and really make sure that they're accessing a plan that covers their medical needs or their prescriptions in the most cost-effective way can be a big deal. Whether it's someone who's accessing durable medical equipment or a prescription that's infused at the doctor's office can be thousands and thousands of dollars on a Medicare Advantage plan compared to a supplement. But for someone who maybe is really healthy and they do have a little bit tighter budget monthly, Medicare Advantage, we're really fortunate in Idaho, especially here in the Treasure Valley. I think we have 70 different options. I mean, it's huge, huge options, which is wonderful and horribly overwhelming. And so to be able to help someone kind of say like, okay, well, these are the slight differences, not just price or copays, makes a big difference. And so they can make an educated choice.
And don't fall prey to those gift cards. You might save a little bit on groceries with a gift card, but it could cost you a heck of a lot more in the long run if you took the wrong plan.
It's so true. It's so true. The other thing that came into Idaho in March of 2022 was the birthday rule, specifically for our Medigap suite of products, if you would. So meaning the birthday rule, Idaho, for anyone aging into Medicare, has a community rate, so everyone over 65 pays the same, only a difference in smoker, non-smoker. So we have some clients that they've been on a Medigap plan for 20 years, and they're paying $400 a month to access their plan F. And so to tell them on your birthday, we can switch you, and average price for a plan G is around $200 in Idaho. And so to say like, oh my gosh, we can get you a retirement raise of $200 every month. What do you think? They love it. They write poems and songs about us.
Now, I know being hyper-local is very important to you. You could be licensed in any state in the country, but right now you're just licensed in Idaho and you're mainly concerned about taking care of residents in your state. How important is that to have sort of that hyper-local focus to your business?
Yeah, you know, Idaho's kind of funny that we have a lot of people moving to Idaho all the time, which is wonderful, but you don't need to move here. It's such a great state. And I see this, I think this applies to most Medicare members. They really want that belly button meeting. And a dad shared a really wise thought. We work with employers and individuals as well. And dad said, when we first started, he said, Eric and Laura, why drive past 100 businesses to go get the one over there when you can help all these 100 others and know exactly what they need and access to the doctors and the hospital systems everywhere in our nation are so intricate and frustrating. Even here locally, that we've got two major hospital systems, and it really brings challenges. And so to know the intricacies of those local areas. Nationwide, oh boy, I'd need more hours in the day to really do what I do now.
Absolutely, absolutely. So in terms of, you know, I'm trying to think of people that might watch this, that were searching online, they're researching Medicare and they happen to find this podcast. So they're gathering information on how to get ready for it. So just a couple questions around that. Let's start with people that are not quite 65 yet, but getting close. What should they know? What are some key dates that they should look at when they get ready to get signed up?
Yeah, good question. We have a lot of people reach out to us, kind of age 63, age 64, trying to get their ducks in a row. It's a little bit different for everyone. Some of them are shocked to learn that if they keep working, they can access their employer coverage in many cases. Or if they work, we have a lot of small employers in Idaho. If their employer is small enough, they might be eligible for their employer to pay for their Medicare premiums. So to help them navigate that and kind of know and go into retirement empowered, that's pretty special. But as our clients are getting ready, some of those key things to really consider is if they're going to draw that Social Security financial benefit, they'll automatically be enrolled in Medicare if they do that at least 4 months prior to their 65th birthday. But they don't have to. They can initiate that when they're ready. And then, of course, there's the Medicare initial enrollment period of that 7-month window of 3 months prior, the month of eligibility and 3 months after for most people. And people don't usually know that you start that process with Social Security. So to do that piece, that's really the groundwork that'll open up the door to any of the supplemental products that might be the best fit.
So then there's another group of people that might stumble across this. Let's say they're beyond age 65. They've been doing this on their own for a few years. They didn't know someone like you could actually assist. And oh, by the way, you charge $0 for those valuable services. What are key dates that you could help someone like that that's already signed up for Medicare? Is there a time of the year that they can reach out?
Yeah. So if someone's already on Medicare, the most common time of year to really get help with the broadest array of access to a variety of products is during that annual election period. And that every year will run from October 15th through December 7th. It's during that time that members can change their drug plans. They can change Medicare Advantage plans. There's some different things around supplements, for those Medigap policies and timing, at least in Idaho. But during that, there's in election period is a time, and then it's just this week I met with a couple. The husband's already, he's been on Medicare for about 4 years, and I was meeting with them for their wife, and he used a different broker, and he's had one of the products that has a dental product built in, but it removed coverage for implants and crowns. And so he had planned to get an implant this year that now isn't going to be covered. And so right now we're before March 31st, so he can take advantage of the Medicare open enrollment, which ranges from January 1st to March 31st. He can change his Medicare Advantage plan once. So there is a carrier that will cover that implant. So we'll probably switch him over before the end of the month, and so he can make access that benefit for April 1st.
So two key terms that people might mix up sometimes. You've got the open enrollment, which is at the beginning of the year, and then annual enrollment, which is at the end of the year for the year to year ahead, correct?
Medicare is so frustrating because they have either multiple names for the exact same thing or practically the same name for different things. And you think, oh my gosh. So that's why people like us are so valuable. And it's free to talk to us. I didn't charge, and I won't ever charge that gentleman who I met with, Bob's his name, such a nice couple. They will never get a bill from me. In fact, we're moving him to a plan with a zero premium, so he won't pay even anything monthly to access it. He'll never pay me a dime. And he gets a great benefit that he'll actually use. So that's pretty special. It's really pretty special. But annual election is in the fall for a January 1st change, and then open enrollment January through March. You can change only one time, and it'll take effect the first of the following month.
And folks, you didn't mishear us. I said it and Laura just said it. Literally, all you have to pay is attention. $0 for these valuable services. Even if you wanted to pay her because she felt like she deserved some money, she can't take it. She can't take flowers. She can't take gifts. She can't take anything. So just take her knowledge and consider it a blessing, basically.
Yeah. Send your friends.
Yes, absolutely. And let everybody else know. And that's the other thing too, is like, you know, people always talk about this thing, and sometimes family members just assume, oh, my brother did this for his Medicare. I probably have the same health history as him. I should have the exact same plan. But you should never, ever, ever assume that, correct?
Nope. Everybody's different. My mentor in Medicare, she would always say, Medicare is not a one size fits all. Sometimes we'll even meet with couples and they want the same insurance plan just for ease of administration at home, but it could cost them hundreds or thousands of dollars every year in coverage depending on their specific needs. So that's why each member, we do a specific review of their medical needs and prescription needs to make sure that we've got the right product.
There's another segment of the population, Laura, that I find kind of fascinating too, and it's those that are still working at age 65. You're seeing more and more people have to work at 65. So it's a whole different type of question that Medicare agents like yourself normally wouldn't get is, well, should I stick with my employer plan or should I go on Medicare? That's a long question to answer just in this podcast, but what are some of the basic triggers that people should look at to try to make that determination?
Yeah, really good question. Some of the things we'll look at is, how much is it costing you to access that employer benefit? Some employers are able to cover more premium than others. It's not unusual that a lot of our clients will still maybe cover a younger spouse. The spouse in the house can be a big deciding factor. And then also, what does that coverage look like? Maybe it has a pretty high deductible. And so to access that medical, your medical needs are still, like, you're spending a couple thousand bucks every year, just kind of for your routine services. So I'll ask my clients, how much are you spending per month? What does your coverage look like? And I'll help them do an analysis of, okay, well, Medicare Part B will be at least $174 and change. And then the supplemental products can vary, but most of them have a $0 deductible, at least in our area. So all of a sudden these co-pays for services get really low. Even for surgeries, I was blown away. The co-pay for a whole surgery ranges in Idaho from, $200 to $400 for a surgery? Are you joking me? So that was always really shocking. But the spouse in the house is also a really hard stressor. So we also specialize in that individual space. So we're very familiar with the Idaho Exchange. Our members are often shocked to learn that they can access an advanced premium tax credit so that they're paying almost nothing to cover their spouse for monthly until they reach age 65. So it's worth looking at. It's always so much fun when people finish a meeting in an hour and they think, oh my gosh, we can retire 2 years before we thought. This is incredible. It's the best. It's just the best.
And what about for the folks that stick with their employer plan beyond age 65? Do they have to do anything with Medicare, at least register, or they just don't do anything with it whatsoever?
Great question. You know, you don't have to do anything. As long as you've worked 10 years, you can start your Medicare Part A if you'd like. If you have an HSA, that makes you ineligible to contribute to those HSA accounts. But as long as you're an active employee accessing that employer coverage, you will not be penalized as a late enrollee. It gives you a couple month window at the time. You say, okay, now's my time. We're going to do it. We recommend 2 months in advance prior to the date that you're aware of. There's Medicare has a form for everything. So there's a form for your employer to sign to confirm that you've had employer coverage and you were an active employee. But big warning, be careful. Do not enroll in COBRA. If you are over age 65, COBRA, even though it's the same coverage, it doesn't count as creditable coverage. I think it's the stupidest rule, but that's just the rules we play by. So don't enroll in COBRA. That's the time to get Medicare. Your spouse or dependents can do COBRA if that makes sense for you. But similar in the individual market, it doesn't cost anything to talk to an agent. Find your local agent and they can help evaluate coverage for your family.
Well, I think anybody that's watching this can see the passion that you have for this and would be very interested in working with you. Don't try it on your own. But Laura, what's the best way for them to get in touch with you?
Oh, yes. Give our office a call. So Fredrickson Health Insurance, that's 208-375-0009, 208-375-0009. Or you can check out our website. That's fredhealthins.com. Or you just Google us, come right up on Google. We're boosting up those Google reviews. So there we're 5-star Google reviews, just short of 300 as we're filming this. So hopefully by the time you're checking this out, we've tipped 300 plus.
That's fantastic. I believe it. And when you keep doing good, that just compounds on top itself. And the business will continue to grow and just continue to make a difference. So Laura, thanks again for taking the time with us here today. And hopefully this helps connect you with more people you can help.
Oh, thanks, Ryan. I really appreciate the opportunity.